Hello, my name is Debbie LeBlanc, Beta Phi, Illinois, and I am a member of the DKG 2012 Leadership Management Seminar, now known as DKG Ignite. The seminar was held at the University of Texas, Austin, at the McCombs Business Center from July 1st to the 14th in 2012. This seminar experience changed my life and continues to impact me nearly every single day. There, I met 30 other women from all over the world, where we engaged in studies that focused on many aspects of leadership, negotiation skills, conflict management, personality styles, and putting your best foot forward, to name a few. This seminar was presented by many of the top instructors at UT, and as I remember them, they said they worked very hard to be sure they were accepted to be our instructors. Through these thoughtful and insightful class experiences, we learned about and from each other. And I mean really deep learning of our backgrounds, both personal and professional, perspectives of all aspects in each area of study, sorrows and joys. Many of us have gone on to various leadership positions at the three levels of the society. And participation in this seminar, I believe, has enhanced our skills. I have had the honor to serve as the Illinois State Organization President, the Northeast Regional Director, and now as the DKG Society International President. These 30 women are lifelong friends, and we celebrate each other. We weep when there is sadness, support and encourage when needed. And for me, my life will never be the same. And I love each one of them.
This is Daphne Cagle from California. I'm here with nine of my classmates who attended the Leadership Management Seminar in 2012. I'll be asking four questions of these DKG leaders that are assembled here for this meeting about their experience and how it has impacted their lives. And you will hear many members answer each question. Question one, what did you expect from the Leadership Management Seminar prior to attending? I will start with the first answer. I was an area director in California, and the person sitting next to me at a leadership meeting leaned over and said, "Let's apply to go to the leadership management seminar." I instantly said, "They will not pick me." I don't think I had a chance of being chosen, that I hadn't done enough, or that I wasn't worthy of attending. Someone encouraged me to apply and I was picked and it changed my life. So you just never know what can happen. I encourage all of you listening to apply for this once in a lifetime experience. Now we'll hear from some other people. Karen?
Hi, I'm Karen Evans from Missouri. And the big thing about when I decided to sign up for Leadership Management Seminar was I never thought they would accept me. I'm from Missouri. It's a smaller, organization. And I was trying to get involved at the state level in DKG. And I just wasn't sure I had the leadership skills needed to go on. I wasn't very confident. By going to leadership management seminar, not only did I have a new support group from all over the country and the world, I had the confidence to go on. And I did go on serving in all the offices at the state, serving as a state president, also serving on committees at the international level. Plus, it didn't just help me in terms of DKG. I used it in other organizations that I belong to and found that it was a lot easier to be a leader than anyone would believe. And simply by those skills from the Leadership Management Seminar, or the new name, Project Ignite.
Hi, I'm Deb Carroll from Beta Tau in Indiana. And as far as my expectations and how I was encouraged to go, a past state president inspired me and kept saying that I should apply, but I rejected that and said, "I've been to lots of leadership workshops. I don't need to go to another one." And she explained that this one was totally different. And I agree. She encouraged me to step outside of my comfort zone. And I know now that that's when you begin to change and grow and transform. I did not realize what good friends I would make. And as we already mentioned, that's a big plus. I'd been on some other education experiences. I spent 3 weeks in Japan, 2 weeks at Kennedy Space Center, but none of those people really kept in contact afterwards. And so this was a totally different experience where we really bonded, and even some of the members from out of state have stayed at my home before. So it was a great experience.
Question number two, what was this experience like for you? And we'll start with Monica. What was our experience like for you?
Hello, everyone. I'm Monica Ochoa from Tijuana, Baja California. Well, this experience was totally, totally different. Being from another country, I did experience my university, but not in a dorm room, not with my friends. I mean, it was totally, totally different. I wasn't sure what I thought it was going to be. But when I got there, everybody said, you're going to learn things and you're going to, it's going to be a life-changing experience. They never said how. So being there 2 weeks with, at least for us, it was 2 weeks with all of us from Canada, Europe, all over the country, the US. And I did learn everything that I didn't know that I needed to learn. I experienced the friendship that came. That was very unexpected. and I learned so much. The professors were great. I mean, every day, usually don't like to get up very early. But for my classes, I got up. It wasn't a bother. It wasn't, oh, I'm here. I'm going to go and learn something or maybe or go and do this. No. It was so easy going to the classes, doing the things, doing the work. And it has changed my perspective in a lot of things, both for DKG, for my in my person life, and also in my professional life. I really don't think I would be in my administrative role if it wasn't for our LMS class.
Hi, I'm Becky from Wyoming. And for me, this was really life-changing. It gave me a lot of confidence. I recognized that my personality is different from a lot of people. And I seem shy. I'm not always shy, but I am not effusive and I don't jump in all the time and talk and try to be in charge. But I realized that that was okay. And I actually have had a lot of leadership roles since then. At my state level, I've held every office. And in fact, I was president for 4 years. And then I was a regional director, along with a friend of mine from LMS, to do the music for the regional conference. And then I was also the national music leader for the last international conference. And not only has it helped me to do more things and to stretch myself in DKG, but also in other ways. I'm on the symphony board, and I recently was the gala chairman for the huge gala, and we raised over $52,000 for the symphony.
Yay.
It was great. I felt great about it, and I felt like my experience there and the support and the validation of who I was really made a difference. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Candy Martin. And for me, the experience was exciting. I remember being amazed at just how good the classes and instructors were. I was hanging on every word. And then when one class would end, I would look forward to what the next had to offer. It was intense. We were going from the moment we woke up to the moment we went to sleep, nonstop. And it was fun. We did have a little time each day to spend with our classmates and to get to know them. And through that, we forged some fantastic friendships that I feel will be in place for the rest of my life. It was life-changing. I know that this has almost become cliche, but it truly has changed my life in so many ways. And I am so very grateful that a friend convinced me that I should apply. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Linda Eller of Tennessee, formerly of Texas. When I went to LMS, I was in Texas. I was actually working at international headquarters at the time. And it was my second time to apply to go to this wonderful experience. And I was encouraged by everybody at the office to apply. And I had permission to go if I got in. And I got in on my own merit, not because I was an employee. And Marilyn Ingram, our mother at the time, made sure I knew that. And I was very appreciative of that. So if you don't get in the first time, you need to go, you need to try again, because eventually you'll be accepted. You know, it's a very small group. And if they have lots to apply, it's just a small group. So what was it actually like? It was incredible. Everybody said so many of the things that I would agree with. But one thing I really do want to stress is lots of study, but lots of fun in between the study, and such collaboration among the people there. I think that was one of the most enjoyable pieces of the experience. And since then, we've continued as an entire group to collaborate on different efforts to share our successes along the way. And I think everybody in our class has been just an impactful leader in their states as well as international along the way in some form or fashion. So many have been state presidents, many have been state officers, many have been on international committees. And I truly believe most of us wouldn't have made some of those steps if we hadn't been part of this class. I know I wouldn't have ventured further if I hadn't finished this class, because then I came back to Tennessee and I've been a state officer. I'm now on the national committee. And I think Candy said that, or Becky said they had the confidence to continue. And I think that is one of the best things that comes out of this. I know we had lots of deep conversations among each other, and I think we all sort of learned a whole lot about ourselves along the way, and that helped us grow as much as anything did. Apply, apply, apply.
Thank you. Okay, question number three, and after I read the question, I'd like to start with Michelle. What have you accomplished, and how did LMS contribute to that? Michelle?
I'm Michelle Steen from Tennessee. As far as what I've accomplished, I've been a state officer. I've held a few different offices. And since then, I have become the state editor, which I thought I would never do. But I feel like I've grown in that position. And a lot of that is because of the experience that I had whenever I went to the leadership management seminar. For me, I learned to step outside of my comfort zone. And I think that that is a huge part of why I decided to try for that position and take it. And so that's one of the things that I feel like I really gained, was learning to step outside of that and do something that maybe I didn't know if I could do. But thankfully, the leaders and the state level here in Tennessee thought that I would be good at it. And although it started out rough, I feel like I've done much better over the time. So that is the one of the big things that I took away from as far as becoming a leader in my state.
Hi, this is Connie Rensink from Texas. And I left LMS really inspired and motivated to continue to be active in DKG. I was already an officer at my chapter level, but this experience really motivated me to get involved both at the state and international levels. And so at the state, I've been on committees. I was an area coordinator in Texas, as well as serving as the state parliamentarian for one biennium. And I continue to be active in leadership development in our state. At the international level, I was on committees and really had a great experience on the membership committee as both a member and chair, and then have served as member at large and currently international first vice president. But what I took away from all of our experience, a couple of the highlights from the sessions that we did, was just the reinforcement of the idea of servant leadership. And one of the things we learned about was WIFM, which means what's in it for me or what's in it for them. And for me, it's what's in it for members. And so how can we serve and how can we meet the needs of our members? That really stuck out to me.
Debbie, do you have something to add here?
I'm Debbie LeBlanc, and it's me again. I think when I reflect on what I've accomplished, I walked away from there with similar attitudes that Connie just said. I really wanted to take the information that I learned back to my state and to my school and see how I could inspire others to become leaders. And what I learned was mentoring others, taking that extra step, going outside your comfort zone is really critical in being a leader and showing people. And, you know, when you're nurturing people along and talking with them that, hey, look, you know, I took the step to go to this class for 14 days with 30 women I've never met in my life. You talk about scary. It was frightening, but it worked. And look at everything that happened. You too can have that same experience if you try. I think another thing that I took away from that was how to improve speaking and talking and listening, truly listening to others. It again was an unbelievable lifetime experience, and it is so well worth the application process. And I certainly hope that you'll consider that for this year.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm Candy again. accomplishments. Since LMS, I have served as the state organization president, membership chair. I've served on the U.S. Forum, on the International Membership Committee, Southeast Regional Director, and I am currently excited about being the chair of the Leadership Development Committee. So we are putting together the next DKG Ignite seminar. And I think one of the important things, I think Connie mentioned it, is that, you know, we as leaders at whatever level learn very quickly that leading isn't about the leader. It is always about those you hope to lead, because a leader, none of these accomplishments happen on your own. None of them. And it's so very, very important that we learn that our ability to inspire and influence others through what we say and what we do is what gives us the ability to lead. And, you know, someone once said that if you're leading but no one's following, you're just taking a walk. So, you know, it really is about those who we hope to lead. And I think that that was something that was very important that we probably all took away from our LMS experience. And I am very grateful for that. Anything that I have accomplished, I can't take the credit myself. I have to credit those who have been there fighting the fight or leading the charge with me. And this group has always been supportive and encouraging. And I don't even know how many things that I might have ventured into had it not been for LMS and the support and encouragement of my wonderful friends and classmates.
Hi, this is Karen Evans again. And by joining in with this group of wonderful women, I have accomplished so much and felt the support everywhere I went, be it within Delta Kappa Gamma, be it within any other organizations, be it within my church. I felt that support there. That was what helped me. Accomplishments were that I was able to further my education, find out more about myself so that I could be a better leader. And one of the main things was I had to be finance chair of my state. My eyes rolled when I found out I had to be finance, chair of the state, because that's a big deal. But because of the leadership that I had from and the support I had through leadership management seminar, I was able to do it. And I've had many pats on my back for it, which I'm surprised because of that. One of the things I do want to say is, you know, Project Guard DKG Ignite is the best name for it because you get ignited when you go to this meeting. And those wonderful professors, they are just there for us and they really are supportive. And you think, oh, they're business, but they aren't. They are really there wanting to lead us to be better leaders. And you know, anybody could be a leader. I'm just an old second grade teacher. I don't have my doctorate. I'm not anything special, but with the love and the support of the Leadership Management Seminar, our Project Ignite, I was able to do many things in my state. And people recognize me within my state, which surprises me. And also, I become a model for other women in the organization, say, hey, I can do this too. And that's what you can do. Go to Project Ignite, learn, and you will be a leader, and you will tell others that they can be a leader and go to Project Ignite.
This is Daphne again from California. And Karen Evans, you and all our classmates are something special. And I'm delighted to have you and all of you as a friend. Now, I'm expansion chair of DKG California, and I started 8 new chapters in California, won the Distinguished Service Award, and now proudly serve on a committee that I absolutely love, the International Membership and Expansion Committee. I never dreamed I could do any of this. But one of the things is that if I need to talk to someone, even late at night, you guys know who you are, or if I need encouragement, help, ideas, or even someone to read an article I've written that I wasn't quite sure of, my LMS sisters are there. I have learned so much from each of them. I was really scared and kind of intimidated when I went to LMS with these wonderful women, but they believed in me and gave me the confidence to do the things I've done. In our time together, I learned to speak up, that my opinion mattered. The two classes that affected me the most were the one on negotiations, because, you know, if I ever had a conflict, I'd just run away. I'd let other people, oh no, I'd just give in. I didn't know that my opinion mattered and I was frightened. But now I've learned to negotiate and that ideas can come up and that people can compromise on ideas and that I don't just have to give up. The other one that I learned a lot from is speaking. I've given like talks at international conferences and such and state meetings. And I never would have thought that was me. I would think I'd be like sitting in the corner and waiting to be called on. But I have learned that from my experience at the Leadership Management Seminar. And I use what I learned not only in DKG, but also in my work where I work part-time for the school district. We're going to ask for the last question that we're going to ask is, what are the long-lasting effects of this experience on you? And we have a couple people that are going to tell about that. Michelle, do you want to tell us about your long-lasting experiences?
Sure. So one of the things that for me, the networking has been fantastic, but for me, the friendships have been crucial. My daughter is a student at LSU, and thankfully, Debbie lives in Baton Rouge. And so that has been so wonderful for my mom heart in knowing that she is there for her. And Emily goes to Debbie's house and hangs out with her and Paul, and they have such a great relationship. Debbie's like her second mom, and I love that. And so that is something that I would not have had without this experience. Another thing, I feel like the confidence that it gave me, you know, I applied thinking, well, I'm never going to get this, because at the time I was only 40, and that's considered pretty young in DKG. Even though it's not really that young. And I wasn't the youngest person there. I think it was Monica, but, it gave me the confidence that I could be a leader even when people considered me to be too young to do so. So I think that, those are things that you need to consider whenever you're thinking about applying. You are going to network with people from all over the world. You're going to have relationships and friendships with those people, that can expand outside of DKG, but that also help grow you as a person. And just because you consider yourself young, or people in your state consider you to be young, that doesn't mean that you're too young to do this. You need to apply, because why wouldn't we want younger people leading our organization and learning how to be the leaders that we need in the future? So I think that those are things that I gained from it that I think are really important whenever you're thinking about applying to this.
Hi, it's Linda again. I wanted to address some of the things that have already been said, but maybe in a little different way, because I wanted to come from my heart. The relationships that we have built over these last 10 and 11, almost 12 years, have been insurmountable. This group has been there for the challenges, for the disappointments, for the blessings, for the happiness, for the joy, for the mentorship, for the advice, and for the shoulder to lean on. They've been there all these years for all the ups and downs, and not just for me personally, but for all of us. We all know that we have at least one, if not 29, other people we can call on when we need something. They are always there to help you in any way you need, whether it be emotional support, mental battles, challenges that you think you can't do, and they encourage you to do it anyway, or happiness that you just have to bubble and share. And I think that is one of the most valuable things that can come from your participation in this experience. Not only is it profoundly fulfilling in your DKG life, but it will leak over into every other part of your life, especially your personal life. And I just think that's a very important part of this experience.
It's hard to follow, Linda, but I'm going to try. And I would be remiss to not talk about relationships, because that's a big piece of what I had noted down here too, is what I value the most from this experience are our relationships. I have this group of dynamic and dedicated women, and we have different strengths and talents, and it is a blessing to know that we can depend on each other. I would say that also learning from LMS is that personal connections are critical, not just within this group of 30 women, but in every leadership role. And I'll kind of reflect what Candy said, that your leadership accomplishments aren't about what you do. It's about what you do together with other people. And it's really critical to develop those personal relationships. The last thing that I would say is that this was a 2-week investment in my own growth, and then it became an investment in everyone's growth. And so don't feel like some of our people were state presidents. Some of our people had never been a chapter president. And so don't feel like you have to have had a particular resume to apply for the position. This is about developing your leadership skills. And that's another aha from this, is that there are many different facets of leadership that can be developed, that you don't have to be born the leader, that it is something that can be fostered and nurtured. And then you have 29 other women helping you with that process and with that growth and journey. So that's what I would say is my long-term impact.
Well, it's Debbie again. Now, how do you follow that? Linda, that was absolutely beautiful what you said, and so, so, so true. And the same for you, Connie. And I would echo all of that. The biggest thing I think I've taken away from this experience is 2 weeks of meeting women that I knew were going to be my lifelong friends. I knew that. And so anywhere and everywhere I go, I know that if I had something to celebrate, something of concern, I could pick up the phone, write a quick email, and I would have someone there. And you know what? It's grown outside of these 30 women. It's grown into a network of good, good, thoughtful friends that I want to be like, and I want to celebrate with them. And Michelle spoke earlier about dear sweet Emily, and I would never have had that opportunity if I had not been in LMS ever. And visiting with people and traveling to see one another and celebrating, that's what it's about for me, the friendships and the connections. And, you know, I come from a pretty large family, but every person in my family knows my LMS sisters, they're the best. And when I speak about them, they know who I'm talking about. And they often tell me, like, gosh, I would never, ever, ever have had that kind of experience in my life. And look at how you had the chance to do it. And it's still strong and thriving in my daily breath. So I'm so, so grateful. Don't be afraid to apply. Consider it. Think about it. Connie said it well. It's 2 weeks investment in yourself. It's like going to the spa with studying. I loved it. Thank you.
Hi, this is Deb Carroll. And I should mention that when I went, I was in a wheelchair for the 2 weeks. And that might have caused some problems, but it didn't, because all the women were wonderful. So I want to encourage anyone that, you know, might be disabled or something in some way to know that you can make it. The campus is very accessible and the people will be great and surround you with love and help you through all the difficulties that you might have because of whatever medical needs or whatever you have right then. I also wanted to say, as far as the long-lasting effects, that I served on the International Committee, again, for planning LMS or Ignite, and that was a fantastic experience. I loved it. I think it's one of the things I'm most proud of in my DKG career. And also, no one's really mentioned, but to me, just knowing people at the international level has been so fun for me. When I go to conventions or when I open the two journals and read articles and I'm like, oh, I know that person. And in fact, that's what I do every time, is I look at the table of contents to see, you know, who's written an article that I know. And so that's something really fun. I never thought that I would know so many international officers and committee chairs. And it really has made me realize the big picture of DKG, the whole international aspect. You know, I knew about chapter and council and state, but to really know how we impact people in other countries and just how teachers are active in other countries. And I loved getting to know that. And that's something that I don't see in people in my chapter or state that have not experienced this, don't know that. And so, or maybe they do and I don't realize it. But I just think it was great the way it just made each of us kind of shine our light and kind of brought out maybe what we didn't even know we had. So I'm always appreciative of DKG for that.
Hi, this is Monica again. What about Deb said about the challenges, and maybe she was in the wheelchair and we all loved pushing her around the campus. Don't be afraid if you have any challenge, physical challenge or anything, like the language for those Latin America ladies, don't worry. I mean, the classes are in English, but everybody helps you around. We talked a few times. I remember with a lot of you, what did the teacher said? What was he meaning with this and this? I mean, I heard the word, but the meaning kind of went, well, I forgot it. I mean, it's intense. I know it is intense, but don't think of the language as a barrier that you can't go over. I mean, you can do it. Either you get a very good dictionary, or Google sometimes works, and the rest of the people are going to help you out in any way you can. So for those Latin America members that are thinking about applying and are, nah, I don't know English, I don't know enough English, don't worry. No se preocupen. Lo van a lograr. Pueden poder aplicar para Ignite. Se lo van a pasar super suave. Van a aprender muchísimo y lo van a lograr. Y es una experiencia inolvidable. I never thought that I would be really Latin America area, Latin America representative. And that's one of the things that I went on. I miss it. I miss traveling also. But that's another story. So don't let the language be a barrier. Apply. Anímense. Gracias.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. I think that you can hear in these voices how impactful the DKG Leadership Seminar, now called DKG Ignite, experience is. And by the way, when we were there in 2012, it was a 2-week experience. And that was one of my hesitations, to be honest. I thought, oh, that's a long time to be away from home. It is now a 1-week event. So not quite as long, but trust me, it will be as impactful. Applications are currently found on the DKG.org website, and the application deadline is December 1st. I hope that you will apply for this wonderful, truly life-changing seminar. You deserve it.